The liver is known as the body's detoxifier. Its main job is to filter the blood coming from our digestive tract, remove the toxins, and regulate our metabolism. Yet few of us really understand the importance of a healthy liver, and doctors say that's contributed to a sharp rise in liver disease, with the rate of deaths from liver cancer estimated to have risen by 12% over the past 2 years. Now a group of medics is calling for more awareness and understanding of this vital organ. Dr. Luc Delrivier is Professor of Surgery at the University of WA and the Head of Liver Transplant Surgery at the Sir Giles Gairdner Hospital. He's part of a team of 10 scientists travelling to Antarctica later this year to raise awareness about liver disease and cancer. Dr. Luc Delrivier joins us from Perth, and he's also joined by Ben Richardson, who's chair of the Liver Foundation, supporting this expedition. Ben Richardson, welcome, joins us from Brisbane. Luke, Ben, welcome to you both.
Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you for having us.
Luke, can I start with you? Most of us don't think much about our livers, probably, unless we've had a big night out on the Terps, and then it might make you think about it. But as a surgeon in this area, remind us of how vital a healthy liver is. What is its role?
Yes, the liver is really the organ that builds your body. It creates all the protein and a lot of the things that circulate in your blood. It stores it and releases it as necessary. So it's a vital organ.
And do patients understand the importance of it? When you come and patients come and see you, what are you looking for? What are you testing for when you're looking at the liver health?
Well, we do a battery of blood tests that gives us an idea of how much inflammation there is in the liver, and also we can test the function of the liver, like the coagulation factor that releases in the blood, as well as the proteins. So that gives us a bit of the physiologic part of it. And then for the imaging part of it, we can do ultrasound, CT scans, or MRI of the liver that gives us a complete understanding of what's happening inside there.
You're talking about raising awareness, I suppose, because the statistics are quite horrifying. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease impacts 5.5 million Australians. It's expected by 2030 that the number of people with liver disease in Australia will be at least 8 million people. And this is a preventable illness, isn't it, Luke?
Yes, it is preventable. If you lose 10% of your body weight, you can bring back the amount of fat of your liver back to normal. What's happened, friend, is that we have underestimated what having a fatty liver meant.
What is a fatty liver?
A fatty liver is a liver that, because we eat things that are far too fatty in our food and too much of it, we develop a liver that is too charged in fat and a little bit of foie gras, really. But for too long, we have thought it was just an accumulation of fat in the liver. Mm. But a liver that is fat is also inflamed. And in the long run, it will become scarred and fibrotic. And from there, it can become cirrhotic. And the patients who present an inflamed organ will always develop cancer in it. And the liver is no exception to that. So because we have 5.5 million people having a fatty liver, a lot of them will develop fibrosis in their liver and tumors in the long term. So what we are at the moment is around 1,500 people having liver cancer per year, and that will continue to increase. We expect that we will see much higher numbers in the next decade or the following one.
And Ben, you lost your father-in-law to liver cancer. I think that's probably inspired you to do the work you do today. Why do you think that liver cancer is slipping under the radar a bit? I mean, is that what's happening? Luke just told us 1,500 people today have liver cancer. How much awareness is there of this?
Well, it absolutely is slipping under the radar. I think the point you mentioned before, there's too much stigma or negative stigma associated with the liver. Most connotations linking it directly to alcohol. But the thing that we have to recognise is obesity globally is now a bigger issue than world hunger. So the scales have tipped the other way, to the other extreme, if you like. And with obesity, one of the main organs that suffers is the liver. So now I lost my father-in-law to liver cancer some 7 years ago. I was lucky enough to get involved with the Liver Foundation three or four years ago and become chair at the beginning of this year. But I don't think there's ever been a more important time for the Liver Foundation as a whole, given the epidemic that we're actually facing.
An epidemic is a big word, but these numbers are huge. As I mentioned, 8 million people projected to live with liver disease in Australia by 2030, which is not that far away. And from what Luke was telling us, many of those will go on to develop cancer. Now, we often talk about the risk to our heart of obesity, to our general health of alcohol, drinking too much alcohol, being too overweight, not moving enough. But what we're saying here is there's a clear risk between too much alcohol, obesity, and liver cancer. That's what we're saying, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So it's something that we have underestimated, and we have not brought this too much to the attention before, and the GPs are not aware enough of that problem. We start to see it much more in all the tertiary centres across Australia. We have to treat liver cancer. And for example, 20 years ago, nobody was transplanted for cirrhosis of the liver due to fatty livers and cancers. But now in Australia, 10% of the liver transplants are already being done for cirrhosis that are due to fatty liver and cancer we have developed inside those livers.
And what age are people getting these transplants? And is it more men than women?
More men than women, and usually around their 50s, because it takes around 20 to 30 years for the liver to become cirrhotic from fatty liver disease.
That's not very old, is it, in your 50s, really, to be having a liver transplant? That's quite extreme.
Absolutely, and we expect that to come down, actually, because, as you know, there is also the epidemic of obesity does not reach just adults. It starts in even children and adolescents. Mm. So we are going to see those patients younger and younger.
Luke, I want to get to your trip to Antarctica because it's such an extreme thing. I think we must. But Ben, just before we leave this medical side of things, the survival rate for liver cancer isn't good. Those diagnosed in 2010 to 14 had an 18% chance of surviving for 5 years. Why is that? And will higher awareness and early detection make a difference?
Yeah, most certainly will. We're catching on to everything a little too late. What is alarming to know about liver cancer is some 30% of those diagnosed are actually dead within the month of diagnosis. So that's a really alarming number that we need to do something about. So we need to catch on to this disease more early. And lifestyle changes can significantly improve the condition of the liver and perhaps even look to reverse it, as Luke was alluding to.
Do you think GPs are attuned enough to this? Are they doing the liver tests early enough?
The answer is no. And it's through, I guess it's through no fault of their own at this stage. But a blood test that, a straightforward blood test that your GP can do if you're listening to this show and are concerned about the state of your liver can show that the inflammation of your liver, and further testing can be done from there.
Okay.
Most liver specialists being, I guess, based in the state capital cities. So it really is down to your local GPs, especially across regional Australia.
It's 16 to 9. Our guests are Ben Richardson, Chair of the Liver Foundation, and Dr. Luke Delriviere, a surgeon who specialises in liver surgery and transplants. Just finally, Luke, you and your wife are joining an expedition later this year to Antarctica to raise awareness. That's a long way to go. Why Antarctica and why this method to raise awareness?
Yes, so we always wanted to go to Antarctica and to do a trip that was a little bit out of the beaten track. So this one we will use to raise awareness and try to keep people attuned with it along the summer. So we're going to go to South America, to Ushuaia, and from there take a sailing boat to go to the Antarctic Peninsula. It's a little bit of an equivalent to do Sydney Hobart in the same type of seas as well. And once we arrive to Antarctica, we have found a glacier by which we can access the plateau that is in the center of the peninsula. And once we get access to the plateau, we will travel pulling our sledge on around 200 kilometers of the plateau. The plateau is quite narrow. It goes from 3 kilometers in width to only 30 meters in width at a point called the Catwall.
Mm.
And it's quite an extraordinary place because on one side, 2,000 meters below, you can see the Weddell Sea on the east, and on the west, you see all the islands of the Gerlach Straits, the icebergs and everything. So the scenery is going to be absolutely incredible.
And can we share that with you? Can we follow you?
Yes, so we have a Facebook page called the Sea and Ice Expeditions that will be also relayed on the website of the Liver Foundation. The Liver Foundation website is liver.org.au. liver.org.au, and you will be able to follow the expeditions and continue to be made aware of problems in liver disease during the summer.
Well, good luck with your expedition, Luke and Ben. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much indeed for your time, Fran.
Dr. Luke de Riviere, surgeon who specialises in liver surgery and transplants and is heading out on that awareness-raising trek to Antarctica. And Ben Richardson is chair of the Liver Foundation.